Chapter 1. The Night Devil. Sweat rolled down the captain's nose, and a heavy heart raged against his chest. A vault door stood before him, and two Royal Marines. Its bolts and locks looked impenetrable. But in 30 seconds' time, they would cease to exist. Their eyes remained fixed on a pocket watch, clenched in the captain's gloved hand. It ticked amongst the darkness as a spark seized the fuse and sped towards the vault, deep within the Sundrithian coastal fortress known as Thindraka. A successful raid would bring valour and honour, for this was a royal skewer raid led by its most lethal detachment, the Sabres. The Royal Skewers were an elite naval force designed to intercept and eliminate enemy ships. They were guardians loyal to the Kingdom of Cape Cadby, Royal Boat Service Marines, Invasion Fleet Interceptors, Night Devils. Devils go by many names. 10 seconds, the captain grunted. Their black trench coats, lacquered in seawater, had merged with the shadows. Bicorn hats extended before them like harrowing beaks, their frayed edges resembling skewer wings, and bandanas masked their scowling faces. Only their piercing eyes glinted in the gloom as the fuse flickered and cindered, masking the odour of brine and damp stone. "Stand by," he ordered. Gloved hands, brandishing gauntlets, clutched their revolvers. 5, 4, an explosion spewed metal down the corridor. A billow of smoke consumed them. "Premature as usual, Jared," Rob coughed, brushing debris from his poncho. He was the largest of the three Marines and took most of the blast. Stars blurred his vision, and a high-pitched ringing irritated his ears. Within seconds, alarm bells began tolling. Their chimes resonated down every corridor. The skewers dashed inside the vault and began loading their satchels with riches. 2 minutes, and then we move, on the dot, the captain ordered, for a regiment of Sundrithian guards would be on their way. Are we the only squad who've made it inside the fort? Rob asked. Their captain refused to answer. Jared, you wanted a gift for Ness? See if she likes this, Rob shouted, tossing him a broken hand mirror. It's in pieces, Jared remarked. A face would have cracked it anyway.